Monorail.
Finish. Oh my god, he's going for it. Hello and welcome to the city. This is episode 3 of Arcade City's podcast. I am your host, Matt Stevens, and I am joined by a couple of crazy cats. One of them was once paid to see how many office chairs he could fit in his mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Paul Newton.
15.
What?
I thought it was that. I don't know who wrote these introductions this week. And the other man with me was once paid to see how many Fiat 500s he could shove up his nose. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Martin Aykroyd.
I've got a big nose, so it's quite a few. With a spoiler on it as well.
How are...
Sporty little number, is it?
How are you both?
Yeah, all right, thanks.
You been up to much? Paul, what have you been up to? I mean, just in general,
Just in general?
Just in general.
Working.
Yeah.
Playing games.
How's the running going?
Yeah, running's going all right. I done my knee in this week, so that was fun.
And
we haven't been for a run for a while, have you, Matt?
No.
You've been slacking this weekend, haven't you?
Well, I've been busy. I've been busy with work and I've been busy with the site. The site is now live!
Woo-hoo! Share that shit. Ooh la 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 la.
I've been busy, really busy with that. So I haven't had much time to go running myself. And I've got my run in 2 weeks. And all my stuff came through the post, actually. The
big run.
The big 10K.
It's a huge 10K.
It is to me. I've never done a run before in my life, competitively. So,
yeah, you've run 10K before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done
you 11K.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is like officially timed and everything.
There's going to be so much pressure on you from the home support.
You're doing it for a charity.
It's too much
or...
for some men.
You're going to come down and watch?
Are you
watch?
Raising money
Probably
for charity
not.
Or is it just a...
Let's be honest.
Are you raising money for charity?
No. Right. Well, I am. Charity and Matt. Anybody donations, please?
It's like Stevens a twist on a Kickstarter to get our website up and running.
Running for Arcade City.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a double step in after like a mile. I can't be bothered to run.
It won't be me, that's for sure.
No. Mart, how are you?
Yes, I'm pretty good.
How's work?
Can't complain, yeah.
Should we talk about some news?
Let's.
Over the last 2 weeks, it's been 2 weeks since we did a match. Now, this came out the day after our last podcast. Bosa Studio, the creators of Surgeon Simulator, have released a teaser trailer for their new game, I Am Bread.
I remember when you showed me this trailer.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I showed it when I was quite drunk, didn't I?
You quite drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an understatement.
I get the impression.
We would
discuss Matt's drunken escapade. But, however, I don't think we've got the time.
No.
Well, we can summarise it. I got so drunk. Insert blank. It was that bad.
Yeah.
I've never been so.
Yeah.
I've never been so.
It was thoroughly entertaining.
You woke up with a man and a lobster attached to his penis.
Weren't you in a taxi on the way home trying to show the taxi driver all the videos you've done for this website?
I was watching videos because I was trying to concentrate and not make myself... I felt so sick on the way back.
That's the worst thing you can do, though, in a car if you're trying to watch something on your phone.
But
it makes me feel sick.
But
anyway,
on the opposite way, I was looking outside the window everything was going past and everything was spinning. And I looked at him and I'm pretty sure he was Scandinavian or something, which was... And he was talking, and I was just like, "That's making me sick." Blah blah. So
your accent is making me sick.
Accent's making me sick. But anyway, back to I Am Bread.
Yeah.
Have you both seen the teaser for that now?
Yeah,
did I show
it
you?
Yeah.
Pretty much forced me to watch it.
It looks.
You held my face down. You said, "Watch this shit. It looks fucking amazing." And I went, "It's a game about bread."
It looks so
like
a good
life. It looks like it's going to be like Octodad, like really funny for about 20 minutes and really fucking annoying.
It's going to be one of those games.
I'm sure progress will be easier than Surgeon Simulator, though.
That was really fucking difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a go after we recorded the Let's Play, and I just could not get past that level. And then I watched some guy do it on YouTube. First go, he did it within about 10 seconds. He was just like, "Oh, I use the hammer, bang, 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 got through the ribs, and then just pulled the heart. He cut it with a scalpel, and then it was out."
Yeah.
Maybe
he's an actual surgeon.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah, it might have been.
It is actually really a surgeon simulator.
Yeah.
This is the real thing.
Is it probably? It's a real surgeon simulator. Do you remember Theme Hospital? Do you remember
certainly
that?
Certainly do.
You might be a bit young
for
that. Do you remember? Did you buy that?
Theme Park.
Theme Hospital.
Yeah.
It was around when I was young.
Yeah. Theme Park was amazing. Mm. I had that when it first came out.
Theme Park was good.
Fantastic game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could go on the ride. You could, like, sit on the ride.
You could sit on the
ride. Apart from very few computers could run.
I don't think our computer could just about run that, I think.
Yeah.
Our first AST 3.1 Windows, DOS.
We had an AST as well. Great little computer.
94.
We had a beige box. I don't remember what it was. I was too young.
Was it just like a box they gave you? Went, Martin, here's a computer.
Is that when AST?
It was an Inside Out cornflakes box.
Is that when AST still sponsored Aston Villa?
This is when Muller was sponsoring Aston Villa.
Okay.
This is back in the day.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
When Yogurty Goodness was sponsoring Aston Villa. Moving on, Sony have announced that The Last of Us is getting a re-release on PlayStation 3 in the form of a Game of the Year edition and will be available on November the 11th.
Milking it a bit now, aren't they?
Milking it.
Well, it's Game of the Year edition, so...
I suppose it was always going to come out at some stage, wasn't it?
Well, if you think
about Game of the Year for everything, isn't it?
Yeah, but the PlayStation 3 has just got the... If you want all the extra content and stuff, you've got to download it separately at the minute to the main game.
Right,
it's not it hasn't got it as a package. Whereas the PlayStation 4 one, that's a package, isn't it? That's is it remastered?
Yeah,
it is remastered. Yeah.
Have you still got your copy of that?
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, I've still got mine. Didn't sell it. Still got it.
It's one of the things.
PS4.
I'm not ashamed. I don't think I'd ever sell it because I could always imagine myself going back to it.
Even so I want to buy it.
My problem is, I can't bring myself to sell it, but I also can't bring myself to play it yet. Because one of the things, it's like. I don't know, you don't want it to alter it anyway.
Mm.
Like playing it again and picking up on things, and you might think, oh, that was a bit rubbish, or that was slightly different to how I remember it. At the minute, I've just got that story in my head.
Yeah.
I fucking love that game.
I enjoyed it just as much, if not more, the second time round.
Yeah.
Spoilers, I know I don't think we've ever really talked about it much, but what did you think of the ending?
Fantastic.
I loved
the ending.
You see, I put down the pad at the end and I remember feeling really emotional about everything, but then I couldn't quite understand. So half of me really hated the ending and then half of me just loved it, and then as I processed everything over the next like 24 hours, I loved it. But it was just, I think it's just that initial shock of
I was sad it was finished. I think that's the only thing that game is, it ends and you're like, that's it. The greatest game of this console generation has just finished.
Yeah.
And the only way I'm ever going to experience anything like this again is if I play through the game again.
Spoilers.
I really thought Joel was going to die. The whole way through the game, I was thinking he's going to kill himself. He's going to sacrifice himself to get Ellie.
I did kind of see it coming. I think it's one of the things. It was the only way it could end.
I didn't think they'd ever find the fireflies, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
The whole way. I never thought they'd find them. Because the whole game, you go through, summer, winter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. Summer, summer, autumn, winter.
Yeah.
But then, I didn't think you'd ever find them. But you do. The bit on the horse is pretty cool as well. It's just a great game.
It's an amazing game.
Such
pacing is spot on as well. Like, although there's certain bits where you're not really doing anything, you're literally just walking around. It's never boring.
I love those bits, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like the calmness.
Well, you need those bits. Like, if a game is literally, like, constant bombardment... You want to push through a story.
It's a masterclass in video game storytelling, and it's always going to raise the bar. And it's...
I do agree with what you're saying about the silent parts. There's that bit when you first get to the university and you're on the horse and there's no one around.
Yeah.
And I remember getting off the horse and just walking around, and it was just like, I think I spent an hour just walking around.
Yeah,
like,
you can just soak it all in.
There's no one around.
Yeah. Right. I know the two games don't compare, but it's like Bayonetta. Okay. No.
All roads lead to Bayonetta.
This is going to be a valid point. They're trying to explain a story, and there's loads of shit going on. I mean, shit is going down. Okay.
In Bayonetta.
Yeah, and so you're never going to follow a story. You need moments like that in Last of Us to build a proper story and also create a world and give the player time to immerse themselves in the world rather than just doing what's in front of them.
I like about that game as well is it's kind of like what Tarantino does in his films. His script doesn't necessarily revolve around moving the storyline forward. It's they talk about everyday shit.
Yeah.
And this happens in The Last of Us. Joel and Ellie communicate with each other and they just talk about things that they're not necessarily moving the plot forward, but it's character building, and that's why you care for them, and that's never really happened in a game before, I don't think. Like, it's just a bit of banter between the two.
I think it's just simple things like it's just little things I think that really make it a great game. You know, Ellie was born into that world, she hasn't known any differently, so as you're playing it and stuff, like, she just says little things that are just like, I think she goes into, there's one part where she's changing the music in a in a jukebox, and she's never really heard music before, and it's just like, and it's just pretty fantastic. But we're big at The Last of Us fans then, by the sounds of it. Famed indie horror game Outlast is getting a sequel.
Let's play.
Huge news for Arcade City. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe a slightly bigger budget.
Oh, I am as well. Actually.
More than three character models.
Yeah, you're going to play again.
Over Christmas, we'll do Whistleblower as well. Because that's literally about, I think it's 2.5 hours to do it. So that'll be like 4 or 5. We could smash through that. But I'm really looking forward to it. Apparently, it's completely different characters, completely different setting.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I wonder if they'll even call it Outlast 2. It might be something just completely different.
Yeah.
Maybe set in the same universe. I don't know if it's set in the same universe. I don't know. I can't remember reading that part. Maybe
I wouldn't be surprised. Part of me is thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if they added some sort of weapons into the game.
No.
No, you don't think so?
Really?
I don't know.
They don't.
I really hope they don't as well. Part of the fun with it is
if it's
running.
If it's a short game, then yeah. But I think the problem is the first Outlast game is, it's quite long for what it is. And the good thing about Alien Isolation is it mixes it up by putting weapons in there and different enemies and stuff, which you can get rid of. So it kind of adds a bit of variety.
Yeah.
But if they keep it short, then fair enough. But I think if it goes over a certain amount of time, it gets a bit dull.
Yeah, I think, what was Outlast? We did that in 11? No, 9. We did that in 9 Let's Plays.
That's 4 and a half hours.
Yeah, it was pretty much spot on. They were all pretty much half an hour each.
But if you go looking for all the story and the files and everything, it takes a lot longer than that.
Why would you want to go exploring in that crazy asylum? That's
just not everyone's a pussy like you.
Some people might be interested in that really fucking stupid story.
Yeah.
Someone out there.
It was a bit ridiculous. Even the ending, spoilers, even the ending was just a bit like, what the crap.
I hate it in games, spoilers, I hate it in games where you slog your way through and you die at the end anyway.
It was such an anti-climax.
It's like, in terms of story, what is the point in doing it if you're just going to die at the end?
Yeah.
I really didn't like the ending. No, I thought it was shit.
Yeah, the ending was,
and up to that point, I was really enjoying the game as well.
Endings in general in video games since The Last of Us have been pretty shit.
Yeah. It's been some pretty outrageous ones. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. How do you say it?
San Andreas.
How do you say it?
San Andreas.
I say San Andreas. I don't say that at all. Has been re-released on the Xbox Marketplace. This version features 720p resolution, enhanced draw distance, and achievement support. Have either of you played San Andreas?
It was my least favourite of the GTA.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'll never forget
gameplay
playing that game.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Getting really fat and shit. So good.
It's the first one that brought in all the customization and stuff for the characters.
I got ripped after 5 minutes of like push-ups in the gym. Just came out fucking
stacked. If only it was that fucking
game.
Simple.
That game was phenomenal. I think my problem was, though, I don't think I ever finished it.
Yeah.
I got really far.
I only put like 4 or 5 hours into it and I stopped playing it.
My problem was, I was kind of too dumb and like young and stupid to go past anything that was remotely difficult.
Yeah.
Like if something required any sort of logic or intelligence, I was like, I can't shoot it, I'm quitting.
If I played it now, I mean, I'm guessing it's still going to look pretty much the same. They haven't like remastered it, have they? They've just improved the draw distance.
Well, if it's 7
and achievement support, that's a massive boost. Fucking hell! Don't get me started on that.
I never got that far in it.
I was going to say there's been talk of the San Andreas because you go back to I think it's Grove Street, the street that you go into
Grove Street Gang or something,
yeah,
isn't it,
in Grand Theft Auto 5. So there was talk of the first GTA 5 official expansion being potentially playing as the character from San Andreas. I can't remember his name now. Anyway, but there was talk of that. I can't remember.
CJ.
CJ.
So there was talk of that
Cedric.
As well. Cedric the Entertainer.
Come on, Cedric.
Cedric Jeremiah.
Yo, Cedric.
Cedric Junior.
I suppose that's good for 360 to get a bit of
I was quite surprised at that. Like, quite random.
Yeah,
just it was, 360, no PS3.
No, it that's was leaked strange, on. It was leaked on the achievements Xbox achievements website, and so everyone sort of thought, oh, it's gonna be sort of released imminently, or at least announced imminently. And I think the next day they said it's out.
Seems to be a lot of games being remastered and stuff at the moment.
I don't think that's a bad thing, because we're just at the start of the whole. We're just at
I just hope it's not going to be a trend that carries on where it's just like constant remasters.
As someone who missed
It's good for
a lot
you.
Of games.
Yeah.
It's been really good at them remastered.
I mean, you get to play through like
Because I get to
GTA
see
5.
The best version of it, essentially.
I think when it gets cheap, if you like your open world games and you can get it for like £20, I'd definitely recommend getting Sleeping Dogs, the remastered version of that.
It's already about £35.
Yeah, it's a good game, I enjoyed that.
Did you finish it?
I did.
You finished a game?
I finished it.
He must have really fucking liked it.
Hey. Fair enough. The Peggy Ratings Board has posted ratings for Slender: The Arrival on PlayStation 4, Xbox One and Wii U. So it looks like an announcement for this is imminent as well. Have either of you played Slender? Slender is becoming quite the cultural phenomenon now in the indie horror gaming world.
I think it'd be fun.
Have you played it? Did I watch you play it?
I played like a
The original Slender.
I played like
a pages or something.
Like a non-original one. It was like I was in like a actual city or something, I don't know. It was really fucking bad, that one. The original looks really good, but I just played some dodgy fucking copy.
There's loads of YouTube videos about the original one. There's a funny thing where somebody actually
PC, didn't it?
Have you seen that? I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube. There's a video that someone's made. It's a few guys that are doing it as a prank, and they actually dress up as a Slender Man and stand outside like convenience stores.
Oh, I've seen that,
And stuff. Like, and people like there's this one guy that just runs up and starts kicking him. but I think that's a definite let's play around.
Growing some balls, Matt. He's actually wanting to play.
Well, I don't want to,
out.
But they're popular and people like them. And for some strange reason, me being really scared is fun to other people. So, so we should probably do that. Moving on, EA have announced Star Wars Battlefront is set to be released in holiday 2015.
Nice.
So, autumn, Christmas, 2015.
So overdue.
It really is. Have either of you played any of the Battlefield games?
Yeah, I had. 1 and 2 on the Xbox.
The second one was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was good.
So good. Absolutely loved it. Hours and hours up on it. Did you play that with me?
Who's developing it?
I played the first one. But
I had it when I knew you.
What are the guys that made Dead Space called?
Crytek.
They're making it, aren't they?
Oh,
the guys that are helping with new Battlefield.
Oh, DICE.
Game. No.
Yeah. DICE are doing.
Yeah, but they're also teaming up with.
EA.
What the bloody are they called? They made Dead Space.
Those people?
That was terrible. I can't remember. Dead Space is one of my favourite games.
DICE
of all
doing,
time.
DICE are doing.
Yeah, but the thing you're helping them out.
Activision.
Bloody name.
EA.
It's EA, yeah. But it's
Sega!
Nintendo!
P! I
have to get my phone.
Watch the better note too. You do that.
Just carry on. I'll interrupt you in a bit when I
And the last bit of news that I thought was worth mentioning. It hasn't been much news, really.
Slow week.
Destiny's first DLC pack called The Dark Below has been given a release date for December the 9th.
Yeah, really fucking slow news week.
So what was that one? I missed that one.
Destiny's first DLC pack called The Dark Below has been given a release date for December the 9th.
Okay.
If you're still playing Destiny with the games that have come out recently, well done.
But I thought you loved Destiny, Martin.
I don't know, some of the things. When I was playing, I quite enjoyed it. And then when I stopped playing, I was like, wow, it was a real fucking waste of time.
Is one of those?
And now I traded it in.
Is it one of those things that like you think it's really funny and really good, and then the more you think about it after the experience has stopped, it's like watching an Adam Sandler film. You go away from it thinking, that was the biggest pile of wank I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah, but you don't think it's good initially either. While I'm watching an Adam Sandler film, I'm like, this is pretty shit. And then an hour, I'm like, it's probably worse than shit. Sorry, Adam, but step it up, mate.
Sorry, Adam.
He doesn't care, he's getting paid a shitload of money.
Destiny DLC.
Of course he is.
Very
The first of many. It's going to end up being the most expensive game for anyone that bought it, basically.
Yeah. It's but you know, it's I think it's part one as well. It's an ongoing thing, and Bungie are really going for this whole long term committed game. So
they're going to end up with like one person playing it by the time it's finished.
I don't know. You see, I'm a big believer.
It's got a big fan base, isn't it? I'm quite
it's got
amazed.
A huge fan base.
Actually.
And I think with enough DLC and enough new stuff coming out, then more people will probably get. I wonder if people get back into it again. Well, I've still got my copy. I know you two got your word of yours.
You got yours as well, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, you traded it in for Alien. And
Yeah. So there
you go. The Visceral Games. I was thinking of.
Visceral. Okay.
Because they're helping out with the new Battlefield, aren't they?
Yes. Okay.
And I think they're going to be helping out on.
Should we talk about some of the games that have released over the past couple of weeks? What have we had? So we've had Borderlands the pre-sequel. I don't really play on my 360 anymore, to be honest. So
don't
I
own
really.
One.
Oh, you got rid of yours, didn't
you? Only new gen.
New gen. Just how you roll. Yeah.
Mainly because I had to sell the. You've got both. I had to sell my old ones to get the new ones. You just bought the new ones.
Yeah, but I saved.
You traded quite a lot in to get your new consoles, didn't you?
No.
I thought you traded in a load of games or something to get your PS4.
Maybe I did actually. Yeah, I did trade in a lot of 360 games. I traded in about 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I think I did. That was for the Xbox One, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for the most part, I saved. As soon as they were announced, I was like, right, bang, 100 quid a month away.
Well,
away.
Once I got a bit of money behind me, I think I'm going to rebuy 360.
What would you rebuy it for?
Left 4 Dead.
And Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah, no.
So as I announced, Left
4 Dead
3.
South Park as well. If my laptop could play I'd play South Park.
You can just borrow mine. I'm getting South Park. I'm playing through that over Christmas. I'm going to buy it. Just buy my 360.
Yeah, that's cool. I do want my own.
It must be less than a 10.
If I'm honest, I actually just want.
I'm gonna find out now. What? No, 360.
Nah, it won't be less than.
I just want a good gaming PC so I can play older games.
I want to know right now how much it is. What do I go on Amazon? Fucking hate this phone. Amazon. Sorry, talk amongst yourselves whilst I do this.
iPhone.
So what else is on the list? What else is coming out?
Oh yeah, go through. Head down.
So, Walking Dead Season 2, we've already discussed that.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 1 and 2, is that some sort of bundle going on?
Yeah. You nearly got that bundle.
I'm really excited to get a Wii U and play Bayonetta 2.
You serious?
In more ways than one.
It's got to the point now in our relationship, I don't know if you've been sarcastic or not.
I know, I don't know sometimes. I really don't. No, I do want a Wii U. And
are you
getting
a Wii U?
I would at some point.
Do you want to go halves? Oh, there it is.
We don't live that far away. It could be done.
Because
I really enjoyed Bayonetta 2. As a Dynasty Warriors fan, the whole crazy motherfucker slash.
Yeah, you really
up.
Liked it, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, 1 and 2 basically, it came out as a package, 40 quid from most gaming websites.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
But I just decided to get Bayonetta 2 for 30 quid and buy it again on the Xbox 360 for £3.50.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I saved myself
£6.50. It's a cool game, and it's a sort of. It's really funny, and I'm not sure if it's trying to be.
Oh yeah, it's so trying.
But it's definitely trying to be.
No, well, obviously it's trying to be, but I don't think
a lot of it.
Does it know how badly stereotyped some of its characters are?
I'm sure it was made in Japan. Of course it does. Well, maybe it doesn't.
Well,
maybe
that's it, what. Yeah. I'm really not sure.
We did that for a Let's Play, though, didn't we?
We did.
That was good fun. Yes. That's up now.
I need to finish that game.
Sex Panther. I got bored editing that. I was like, let's put some Brian Fontaine in here. What's next?
Oh my goodness. Sunset Overdrive, which we've just had a cheeky little play of.
We have. What was everybody's experiences of that? I thought it was okay. I'm not going to buy it.
I'm about 2 hours in on the single player. It's pretty much single. Well, no, there is multiplayer on there.
You're not enjoying it, are you, Paul?
For some reason, it was not on my radar. I watched some video reviews, read some reviews, and the general consensus is that quite a lot of people really like it, don't they?
Yeah.
And you thought it was going to be a sleeper hit when we did our radio podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm a bit...
It's a game I'm really looking forward to picking up for 25 quid in 4 months.
Oh, definitely.
But
definitely. It might be one of those games...
From what I've played... I think it looks like there's a lot of scope for it to become quite enjoyable and complex at times, which I like.
Yeah, again, I think it'll be one of those games that I play over Christmas next year and pick up for 15 quid. Yeah. I'll see you at 25 and drop you another.
It's like Shadow of Mordor, I thought at the beginning, although I enjoyed it, I thought it got a bit repetitive, but then as you unlock things, it changed the gameplay a lot.
The game is so good. Which
I think could happen with Sunset Overdrive, and is what some people have maybe hinted at.
Yeah, they
reviews.
Said it's a slow opening, haven't they?
Yeah.
You unlock more stuff, apparently, as you sort of go on and think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the idea of powering up a character. Yeah.
My phone is just not...
If you have everything unlocked from the start, then it is going to be repetitive, but if you build over time, then that's...
I just find that it's... You've all commented on how it controls nicely, and I'm not sure that's a positive, because there doesn't really seem to be any challenge to the game whatsoever, and there's no repercussions if you die. You get, like, quite a nice little respawn animation, which pays lots of tributes to films, which is pretty cool, but there seems to be no penalty, and it does seem very, very easy.
Don't you lose some of your build-up or something?
Oh, you lose your combo, but you just go around, jump from a rail, do a bounce in the air, dive through the sky, jump on another rail, and you've built it up again, so
you don't lose
a great deal, really.
Easy as that.
Yeah, so that's my main worry, is that it can get boring and a bit too easy. But
fair enough. What else we got? What have we got? That's pretty much it for October. There isn't anything out. Sunset Overdrive was the last thing now this month. Yeah. First couple of weeks in November, we've got Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Mike, are you going to get that? Cheeky
I think
smile
I
there.
Am.
You see, my
your money.
My FPS is going to be Halo. That's going to be my first person shooter I buy. I'm not going to buy COD.
Yeah. I do really want to get Halo. But it's one of the things. There's so many games I'm already trying to catch up on. Mm. As bad as it sounds and as great games they are, I don't want to play something I've already played.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Like, at this time...
That's kind of how I feel.
At this time, I don't want to go back to anything. I prefer to be constantly playing new things and trying to catch up.
Have Call of Duty announced what the add-on little thing they're going to do? Because obviously they did...
It'll be a season... What do you mean, like a season pass?
No, I mean in terms of zombies and aliens.
Oh, I think it's zombies.
Is it zombies again?
Well, it's Sledgehammer Games making this one, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so this is...
It's the from first what? One from made, game
no, they made Modern Warfare 3, didn't they? Sledgehammer, I think.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And I think that was. It wasn't zombies, was it?
No, was it anything? I didn't have it. I didn't buy it in the end.
I don't think I got Modern Warfare 3.
No, I don't think you did.
Zombies are the ones that Treyarch makes usually.
Yeah.
Well, Black Ops.
Zombies in this
Black
one,
Ops and
World of War. No, from all the gameplay of stuff I've watched, I think it looks really good and actually looks a bit different to some of the Call of Duty's. Obviously, a lot of the same basic gameplay mechanics will be there, but I like that they've, you could call it copying Titanfall, but I like that they've done that because I really enjoyed Titanfall.
It's heavily influenced by the whole mech, and you can see that did right. $9.99 on Amazon! So my phone is so crap, I had to restart it just to get the internet. £9.99, second hand.
South Park.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably worth that. Good laugh.
Paul, I believe you owe me some sort of blowjob or something. What did we agree on?
Get it out then.
Whip it out,
brother.
I'll
no doubt.
I'll go get my magnifying glass and my tweezers, shall I?
I'll get it out right now. There it is.
That's a weird looking cock. Your arm.
What else we got?
Assassin's Creed.
Unity.
Yeah. I'm done with that series. Personally.
I have a budget now. It's coming to those... It's getting close to Christmas.
I know I'm going
to
end up buying it though, don't you?
Yeah.
But we all know you will buy
everything
on
the
list.
Except COD.
Even Call of Duty.
I'm
kind of thinking you will.
No, I won't. I've not enjoyed those games for years.
I have a budget before Christmas. Mm. I already have budget aside for at least 5 games to buy between now and Christmas, and that is in no particular order:
Halo,
Wolf Among Us, WWE 2K15, Far Cry 4, and Super Smash Brothers. Those are the 5 games that I have budgeted myself.
What are you getting Super Smash Brothers on?
Wii U.
You don't own one.
He's got one.
So you're gonna buy a game?
I'm gonna buy it.
For
Paul's him.
Play that he's going to buy anyway.
No, you won't, but you
probably... I won't ever play it because I suck at that game.
No, okay.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to try and get my Wii U around the same time. If I can't, then I'll buy it for the purposes of our Let's Play thing we'll do. And then you can just borrow it permanently till I get my Wii U. I'll just give it to you to play.
Thanks.
That's all right. That's just the kind of guy I am.
Very generous.
So I don't have money left for Assassin's Creed Unity unless I ask for it for Christmas. But I can't.
The only way I would ever consider it is if they come back and it gets like amazing scores and they're like, it's totally changed. I mean, it might well do. See, the fact that it's now got co-op built in is.
Some of the
totally changed the way
co-op videos that's good. Yeah. The E3 stuff was fantastic.
Well, it's just Assassin's Creed, I'm going to get it.
Three
right,
killed
either
for me,
way.
Unfortunately. Three pretty much killed the franchise for me. Four was better than three.
I loved four. Really liked it.
I enjoyed it. I just couldn't.
Three. It's funny because the changes they made to the combat I thought were really good, but it was so fucking slow.
Mm.
I remember thinking, really? When is this game going to stop holding my hand? And then it did, and then it was over about 2 hours later.
Is three the one in the American Civil War?
Yeah. See, okay. I think that could have been a great setting. I remember the E3 trailer. It was just a cinematic one, and I thought, this is probably going to be the best game ever. And then it was really
not
okay.
Hmm. I remember playing the first one when it
AC
first came
Brotherhood
out.
Is still my favourite.
Which one?
Brotherhood. Assassin's Creed 2.
Is that on the feet? Okay.
Amazing.
Two. Yeah, Ezio is probably the best character.
Oh,
by
one of my favourite video game characters of all time. I love Ezio.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think Unity's going to be good.
Yeah? You think you're going to purchase?
Possibly. Depends what I've finished.
PES 2015.
So as our local FIFA player.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks I should get it.
I'm hearing rave. I'm really good things about it.
If you've read anything I've put on the site, until
you're
2008.
You're fed up with FIFA by the sound of it.
Yeah, and also until 2008, I was PES all the way because I really did believe that the gameplay was what mattered rather than the licensing. Yeah. And at that point, I think PES actually became a worse game than FIFA gameplay wise. Mm-hmm. And has been for a while, but if this year is back to the sort of what they do, then it might be worth a go because it used to be fucking amazing.
Last time I played PES was in 2004. I think that was PES 3 maybe then. We used to play it on PlayStation 2 in one of my mates' dorms when I was at university.
I played it a lot, the originals as well.
Yeah, I quite liked. I remember liking PES. That was the last time I played PES.
It kind of started off with International Superstar Soccer, and then it like morphed into Pro Evolution Soccer.
The best football game is Adidas Power Soccer. Did you ever play that on the PlayStation?
Red Card Football.
Red Card.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
definitely.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Fucking penguins and shit.
Like. Red Card was where you had to take out players, wasn't it?
That was the whole
point
of the game.
Wasn't Midway it? Made that, didn't they?
That was the first game I ever played on an Xbox. Before then, I'd never touched an Xbox controller. Got my hands like, wow, this is a big fucking thing. And then played Red Card, and I was like, it's not bad.
Who needs to go to the gym when you can just sit home and play the original Xbox?
Absolutely. We've missed walking. We've missed.
They go Batman.
No, we're going to come on to that. We've missed. Before that, I haven't put it on the list. We've missed, because I mentioned it, The Wolf Among Us.
Okay.
That's not on the list.
Discussed that a couple of times.
Yeah, but we have, yeah. And Lego Batman 3, which is my guilty pleasure, and me and my wife will play the shit out of that.
Is it
over Christmas?
Next, well, new gen.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'll probably get that as well.
Yeah, it's also that.
I
awesome
said
games.
Lego Marvel was awesome.
I fucking love Lego Marvel.
Lego, it's funny, like the Lego games, although Marvel is a lot different because it. Because of all the powers and stuff, you can fly and whatever.
Yeah.
Generally, before I thought they were a bit samey, but at the same time. It's,
the
like,
only thing,
it's one of them proven formulas that is almost it's gonna be guaranteed to be pretty fun. Like
Lego Marvel was brilliant. The only thing, and I fucking hate it, the flying mechanics, the controls are dog awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely dog awful.
Well, that was obvious when they did Batman 2 and you controlled Superman, the flying, and that was crap as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking awful. But I reckon they'll have learnt from themselves. And the Lego games just keep getting better and better and better. And there will be a Lego Marvel 2 at some point. Without saying. They're milking the shit out of this.
Actually, got Clark Gregg to do the voice of Thingy in the original, didn't they?
Yeah, that was quite
impressive.
Pretty good game, though.
They've got some great voices in this. Lego Batman 3, you can unlock Kevin Smith, is an unlockable character.
Yeah, I saw that.
Stephen Amell, is it Avel? Stephen?
From Arrow.
From Arrow, he's voicing Arrow.
Cool.
So they got some good stuff in there.
What they should do is they should have Channing Tatum. What's his name?
Channing Tatum.
Is it Tatum Channing or Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
Him and Jonah Hill should voice the Green Lantern and Superman.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. I never get his name right. Most...
Welcome to Channing Tatum's.
Neither of those are a name. Let's face it.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, it's a crap name, isn't it?
It's a weird name, I must be honest.
Don't you think, though, like, It should be him and Jonah Hill should do Superman.
Yes, that's really Lantern. Yeah, that's because that's oh yeah, the Lego movies. Isn't it? Yeah, they should do. I don't think they will though. Right. And that's pretty much it for the first couple of weeks of November. So in a couple of weeks we'll talk about the rest of the stuff, and hopefully by then we'll have done some Halo and bits and pieces as well, which is pretty cool. So that's all the releases. What are you guys playing at the minute, Paul? What are you playing?
I started playing Sunset Overdrive, like I said earlier.
Oh yeah.
I've got a couple of hours in, and I'm not going to really give any opinions on it yet. I don't really know what to think of it yet, to be honest. No. It looks nice.
You've played pretty much... it's
pretty good.
You've played pretty much everything on this list, haven't you?
Yeah, well, remind me what's come out again.
They've obviously made Smash such Brothers. An impression
Smash.
On you.
No, Smash Brothers, no, no, no.
Smash Brothers,
no. I didn't include that. What have we had? We've had... You can tell us if you've played them or not. Borderlands pre-sequel... No, wait, sorry. What am I doing? I'm in October, October. Evil Within, you've
finished.
Sleeping Dogs.
Played it in. Sleeping Dogs, played it before, so I'll wait till it's cheap.
Borderlands pre sequel.
Nope.
Walking Dead Season 2.
Halfway through.
Bayonetta 2.
Yep.
Sunset Overdrive.
Yep.
So you have about 83% of the.
Yeah, games. Bayonetta 2, I've just done chapter 10, I think, of 16 chapters.
When was the last time you played it? You still playing it?
I played it a couple of nights ago, and when I went out for lunch with you, I was saying the other day, mechanically, it's a fantastic game. The art design is brilliant. The only thing that I don't like about the game is the structure of each level. You basically go into an arena, it closes off, you have to beat the enemy, and then the door unlocks, and you go to another arena, and it's basically that over and over again. There just doesn't seem to be any flow to the... to the game at all, and the level design is pretty uninspired as well.
Do you unlock new abilities? And
you have to go and buy them every time you collect the halos, you know, like little Sonic gold coins. You can go to Mike Tyson and unlock
bits and pieces.
You can unlock the extra moves, and when you collect records like LPs, you get new weapons and stuff. Yeah.
Okay,
and you can switch the weapons on the fly, so you can hold the right bumper button, and you can switch. You can basically assign a weapon to any limb, so like left arm, right arm, left leg.
Yeah, and you have shotguns on.
Yeah, and you can, and obviously there's the X and Y, that's X and B. Hmm. No, the buttons are backwards on the Wii remote, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. That's weird.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. I think it's X and A, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kick and punch, and then you can hold the right trigger to mix and match the weapons around, so you can get lots of good combos. So it's a solid game.
So you're playing that and Sunset Overdrive pretty much at the minute. You bought Smash Brothers on the... I know we don't really cover handhelds at the minute, but you bought it and then took it back, didn't you?
Not only that, but you buy something on the 3DS, you kind of rely on the online play, and it was just so laggy.
Mm.
And I was talking to my cousin, and he said he's having the same problems as well. Like, it's just so laggy to the point where it's unplayable. And if you turn it off or you want to leave, you get penalised and you can't play it again for 10 minutes. Yeah.
Smash Brothers is a couch co-op game.
Yeah.
At its core. I played that on the 64 when I was 11, 12 years old, and sorry, a bit older than that, about 13, 14, but it's couch co-op. You know, you're absolutely right.
Isn't it?
If it's not working over, it's not working online. It's not working.
And it's not much of a single player game. Let's be honest.
No.
No fighting game is really.
No. Mark, what are you up to? What are you playing?
When I got a chance. Play Alien.
Working a lot. Alien?
Alien, yeah. Trying to. Problem is, if I have a day off, I don't want to play it during the day. I want to wait until like 8
o'clock. Take all my clothes off and play it at night.
Yeah, I want to get naked, apart from my Turtle Beaches. And sit in the dark.
You've been playing it with Turtle Beaches on?
Yeah.
It's going to be dark. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I give myself essentially a 2-hour window every evening that I could play it, and if I'm busy during that 2-hour window, then I miss it for the day. So I'm struggling to play it, but really enjoying what I've played so far. It's just so well designed.
Out of all the new games I've played, it's definitely been the one that I've enjoyed the most this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because The Last of Us is my game of the year so far, but I'd already played it last year, so
Alien's your favourite game this year?
Yeah.
I thought you really liked South Park, didn't you? And
I did really like South Park, but it's different kind of...
This year, wow. Then again, it's been a pretty pathetic year so far.
It has, when you, in hindsight, when you look back at some of the games, they've a lot of them have disappointed in so many ways.
I almost feel like next gen was launched like 6 months too early.
It's always the way though, isn't it?
But then again, you could be argued that it was at least 3 years too late, you know.
Well, it's difficult.
I mean, hopefully next year should be a much better year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've got Arkham 3.
We've got loads of stuff coming
out.
Hopefully Zelda. Zelda on the Wii. Do you think Zelda's going to make it on the Wii U next year? Or do you think it'll be 2016?
No, 2016, I reckon.
Such a shit.
The thing is, though, it'll be, they tend to do them holiday games. So if it's not 2015, which I really don't think it'll make 2015, it'll be 2016, holiday 2016.
What have they got next year? Nothing. There's nothing announced next year on the Wii U, is there?
There's a few things. There's Captain Toad's thingy, crappy treasure hunt, which is awful. But there'll be some sleeper games and stuff. They'll announce.
I suppose
there's
that X or whatever it's called to come out, isn't there? That
Star Fox. They need to give us an update on that as well. Don't know if that'll be next year. I don't know.
Considering that wasn't even in like development when they announced it, that was like a tech demo sort of thing they showed, wasn't it?
I don't know. The Wii U's are selling a bit more now, so there's a chance that Nintendo might pull their fucking fingers
out. I want a Metroid game. I want a bloody good Metroid game. Give me a fucking Metroid game, Nintendo.
Metroid game, don't they? I'm playing a lot of Lord of the Rings at the minute.
Nice.
Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor.
You're enjoying it a lot, aren't you?
Oh, I really love it. We've talked that to death, so I'm not going to really go on about that, but it's really, really good. And what are we working on for the site at the moment? So we've done Bayonetta as a Let's Play. We've just recorded Sunset Overdrive, so that should be live this weekend at some point. And now's probably a good time as any to explain about our Twitch event that we're doing. So we are going to be streaming WWE 2K15 on the 21st of November. We're going to have a podcast before that, but might as well start talking about it now. 9 PM GMT. It's going to be on. You need to go onto twitch.tv/arcade_city, and we are going to be tweeting that. So there's going to be loads of the contributors are going to be on that. There's going to be at least 7 or 8 of us, I would have thought. And we are just going to play WWE from 9 till...
Whenever.
Probably about 11.
There'll be beer, there'll be chicken wings, so if you enjoy watching people eat and drink... Tune in.
Yeah, so we'll have a camera up as well, so you'll be able to see what we're doing. We will not be naked, unfortunately. So
depends how long it goes on for.
Depends how drunk we get.
And also if we want to do a bit of real life wrestling.
That's the only reason I was going to come. Stop the game.
Get oiled up and slap them.
Oh, we are
KO
definitely doing
someone.
Some proper wrestling.
I only wanted to come along to see your guys wangers.
Figure 4 leg lock.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. WWE, I really like wrestling, so I wouldn't describe myself as a massive fan, because... probably,
yeah. You're not 3, are you?
No, but I do enjoy wrestling. It's good fun. Questions. So question time. Question time. It needs a jingle. I don't know what it'll be this week, but it's Phil and Slough.
Hi, Phil and Slough.
How are Phil and Slough? So if you have a question, you can email podcast@arcade-city.com, just like Phil did in Slough. You slag. Sorry, Phil. And he sent quite a long email, so I've kind of paraphrased it. All right, lads, I'm a big fan of the Batman Arkham games, but wondered if there are any other superhero games that stand out to you. And then he's put, I can't think of many. Happy podcasting.
Probably the Lego ones.
Phil from Slough.
Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
That was an unbelievable game.
I had that on the GameCube. Back in the day.
It's repetitive as fuck.
No, what? It was, but...
Save some little girl on her balloons.
Yeah, no, it's all
Save
about...
Save some guy hanging off a skyscraper.
Swinging through
New York City.
It was... The game mechanics this day...
It was good, because you actually attached the web to buildings in that one, didn't you? And then they went back to
I absolutely love the missions. Yeah, I mean, I completed it, did side missions, but it was all about just swinging around.
Yeah, I love Spider-Man 2.
I thought it was a great game.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you remember we played, guys, you're going back a bit, Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction?
That's a great game.
Oh,
that's
I played that.
Great game.
I'll tell you what they need to do. This is my big plan, should I win, like, the Euro Millions or whatever. I'm going to invest it in this game.
When Arcade
Bit late, actually. Bit late for it to cash in. They could have made a great Avengers game, right? It's a Horde mode. Battle of New York. Just a Horde mode. Ongoing, but it's co-op, online multiplayer doesn't matter. Switch game has all got the mechanics. So, like, could you imagine the Hulk from Ultimate Destruction?
Yeah.
Plus, you team up with Iron Man from the Iron Man games, which gameplay mechanics wise, were pretty tidy.
Yeah.
Throw in Thor and Captain America. horde mode.
Marvel, if you're listening,
£20.
Get on this.
So basically, Ultimate Alliance, but much better.
Yeah. We played Ultimate. We used
and
to play
and just
first
like
Ultimate Alliance,
third
was a great
person.
Game. The second one, not so much.
Fixed third person rather than.
So yeah, I would say like in terms of top superhero games, I reckon the first Marvel Ultimate Alliance was pretty good, and X-Men Legends one.
So
yeah.
I do remember the old Fantastic Four game. I had a demo on PS1. Demo on PS1 or PS2, and it was fucking amazing.
Oh God, really?
Well, it was really bad, but it was really good at the same time.
I'm going to point out an obvious one. Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Does that count?
Blank faces there.
Does that count as a
tumbleweed?
Yeah, I suppose. Phil and Slough did not specify. No, it can't include enough. Stuff
is
like that.
Is it a superhero game, though?
Yes.
I mean, it contains superheroes.
It's got the Hulk in it. Yes. Yes. It's got Wolverine in it.
Tweet us. Is Matt wrong? Yes or yes.
Tweet us. Arcade
but unfortunately,
UK.
Phil? Was it Phil?
Phil is Phil.
There are more shit video game, superhero video games.
See, I
ones.
Just think...
Yeah, there are some
we're
pretty
missing
horrific ones.
A great,
Superman 64.
We're missing a great Avengers game.
Yeah.
Look,
it's a no
if you're listening, it's Disney, start a game division or hook up with someone, make me like head of the project and we'll make some real fucking money, all right? You thought Avengers made a lot.
Yeah.
Wait till you, this Avengers
thing,
Horde mode game
that's the
comes
thing,
out.
That film is like the third biggest grossing film of all time and they've not made a game from it. Yeah.
Well,
it's because I wasn't employed.
It's so oversaturated, though, the whole superhero game. It is
but
now.
It would sell like fucking shitloads. If they did it right, it would sell so
if
many
if they
copies.
Had me in charge, it would sell a lot.
You'd buy anything, Paul.
That's not true. I'm
you'd
not going to
buy
COD.
You'd buy anygame.com.
Paul Newton. That's going to be on.
You'd buy anygame.com.
Within reason.
Are there any other really good ones that jump out? I'm just trying to think. Spider-Man. Has there been a good X-Men game?
Actually, Spider-Man, what was the one where it was like four different dimensions? That wasn't bad.
Shattered Dimensions.
You had that.
That
PS2,
wasn't bad.
I had the one where it was like cel-shaded graphics.
Ultimate Badass
which
Spider-Punk.
Just wasn't quite Spider-Man 2.
No.
Nothing ever
was. Yeah, the Shattered Dimensions one wasn't bad, actually.
Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man on the PlayStation.
And the Dreamcast.
And
the Dreamcast.
Did you? Yeah. That was really good. Really enjoyed good. That when that first came out.
Yeah,
Hulk. Like the Iron Man game, like I said, gameplay mechanics wise, I thought it was pretty tidy. Apparently, it was well. I didn't play a huge amount.
I didn't play it at all.
But
played a demo of it.
Apparently, it was pretty. It got pretty tough towards the end.
Really.
But like playing the demo and playing like the first few hours, like flying around and shooting, it was all well mapped onto the controller. I thought it was really good. But
Green Lantern. There was a game. There was a Green Lantern game, wasn't there?
What's that?
Yeah,
we literally
sure.
can't be as bad as the film.
I think it flopped.
We will go one podcast without mentioning Green Lantern.
Maybe we should dedicate a whole podcast
or
to
Chuck
it.
Norris.
Get out of our systems.
Chuck Norris. So that pretty much wraps up everything, to be honest. I think we've covered everything today. Yeah. Obviously, the website is now live. That's probably the bit we've hardly talked about that.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
Probably the biggest thing. The website is now live. You can go on there. www.arcade-city.com. A lot of blood, sweat and tears went into that. So please go on there. Read the articles. Leave your comments. Register. Go on YouTube. We are on youtube.com/arcadecityuk. You can have a look at all the fun things we've been doing. Those videos take fucking hours to edit. So go on and at least give it a thumbs up and subscribe. There's lots and lots of fun content coming.
Just go on and tell us we're shit.
Yeah,
just go on.
As long as you watch it and like it, I don't give a fuck.
No. You can call us a bunch of See You Next Tuesdays for all I care, which we are anyway. So.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Well, why not? That's what's the fun of it. Facebook is facebook.com. facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. And if you want a shout out on the podcast or you want a question read out like Phil in Slough, podcast@arcade-city.com. And remember the podcast. Thanks for listening. It goes live every other Friday on iTunes and Podomatic.com. So we're going to say goodbye. Paul, goodbye.
Goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye.
Good night. And remember, I can't think of anything funny to say at the end.
Double Dutch runner.
Double Dutch rudder.
Rudder. I fucked up.
Think of the Navy.
Oh,
that's where it's invented.
Right, that's it.
That's
we're
where
off.
It's invented. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.